Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking firsthand. We'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired and motivated to take your business to the next level. I'm here with Kevin and Nilo Jaikaran, the owners of Queensbury Billiards in Queensbury. And it's become known for more than just a pool hall. It's become known for their food and the events that they're holding here. They have trivia, cookie decorating, karaoke coming up. So it's really nice to meet you guys.
Finding the time to sit with us, chat. We're excited.
Sure. So why don't you just tell me a little bit about your background? You're not originally from the area.
No, we're not. We're originally from Guyana. We were born there. I moved here when I was 14 years old to New York City.
I was 10.
And we grew up in New York City, and then we got married, and we ended up finding careers in this area, actually in Chestertown. Worked for Frontier Communications. That's what brought us up this way.
All right, so you're living in Chestertown?
No, we were living right here in Queensbury
living
on
here.
Good Sav at the time.
Okay.
And I started with Saratoga National, working in Saratoga, and then after Hannah was born, I moved over, came over to Glens Falls, so I'm now at Glens Falls National, which is sister banks, so it's been nice. I'm still working there full-time.
And are you still working full-time?
No.
This is your full-time? That's great.
Yeah.
So what gave you the idea to open a billiards hall?
It's a funny story, really. The billiards hall was supposed to be like a second business for us. I actually left my job to become a contractor for the work that I was already doing. We were linemen, hanging fiber, burying fiber optics. I had my own company going there, and this was a second business, but that company didn't work out.
This
one seems so, yeah.
So that's great. Mm-hmm. So are you a big pool player? Is that what
I am. I do like pool a lot, just because there was nowhere to play pool around here. If you were to travel 45 minutes, then you'd find the closest room.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, because when we came, because I was living in Ireland before, and when we'd come here to visit my ex-husband, so it's been over a year.
But we hold drinks and
soft
pool.
Drinks and pool.
Yeah, soft drinks and pool room.
And October.
In October, we finished the kitchen, and that's when we started sort of having a full service.
Okay. Yeah, people have been talking about the food, I think, from when you started serving food. Mm-hmm. It's funny, because everybody's like, oh, the food's so good, so I couldn't wait to try it out.
We have some people that just come in just because of, this is why we have this area, the cafe part of sitting, because a lot of people just come in for the food.
Yeah.
And they like to, you know, hang out and eat.
And you're doing DoorDash also.
Yeah,
do you get a lot? Is there a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, DoorDash is going crazy for us, yeah.
So tell us about the food, though. So you brought some ideas from your native culture.
Yeah, so coming from New York City, New York City is a melting pot of all different races and people around the world. And these are the food that they all eat over there. And it's a mixture of Mediterranean cuisine, Caribbean cuisine, a little bit of Indian cuisine. And these foods are like versatile, like a lot of people like them.
Yeah.
That's why we brought them over here, because I know it fit everyone's taste.
Yeah.
The fried rice and the chow mein and the curries are like Guyanese dishes.
Yeah.
And then the lamb over rice and the chicken over rice, those are like known for in New York City. There's a cart on every corner selling those. Those are a big hit, actually. It's popular.
They're really good.
But if you talk to people in New York City, they'll tell, I love the Guyanese fried rice. Mm-hmm. They cook one of the best fried rice. We even had Chinese people come in here and eat and had our fried rice over their own.
That's great.
And my daughter loves Chinese fried rice. She's like, it's so good with the sauce.
Right. That's great. So, and you have a full bar.
Yeah, we do have
with wine and cocktails and beers and soft drinks too. So it's a great place to, if you're not pool obsessed,
Yeah, just come and hang out and have fun.
Right.
And we're family friendly. There's no age limit for kids, so mm-hmm. kids are welcome, mm-hmm. which a lot of people love.
And you have DJ on the weekends, so it's like a party atmosphere. Is there is the DJ on a regular basis or just some weekends?
Yeah. Okay. Depends on his availability.
So if people follow you on Facebook, they'll see all the different events.
I would say Facebook is the most effective way to stay up to date mm-hmm. with us. I'm trying to be constant out there, you know, updated.
And the word, getting the word
Facebook
out.
Facebook would have mm-hmm. all the, like, the new dishes that we introduce. It would be on there. Mm-hmm. All of our events would be on there.
Yeah, which we're constantly adding to our menu.
The upcoming tournaments that we have will be on there.
Yeah, you just had a big tournament.
Yeah.
We're having another big one at the end of December, which annually. Last year we had the first one, and this year we're doing another one. Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the facilities you have for the people that are pool obsessed. So you've got 21 tables, because we counted them at trivia the other night.
So we have 21 tables. The people who are pool obsessed would be the league, APA people mm-hmm. that come in and play on a regular basis. They have leagues here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yeah. And we also, our professional tables, the 9-footers, we keep them up to professional standards. So mm-hmm. It's not just for the people who are looking for fun, but serious players mm-hmm. who are looking for a place to train and practice. This is a perfect place for that.
That's great.
So we have 10 9-footers, 2 8-footers,
9 7-footers.
So it's suitable for people that just want to come and have fun, that don't know anything about pool really.
Just want to relax.
Want to have a good night out, as well as the more serious pool players.
We cater to everyone, you know. Mm-hmm. Be a seasoned pro or you can be a regular person. A lot of people are
intimidated. You can be like me, though, mm-hmm. clueless about pool.
Yeah. A lot of people are intimidated by pool. You just pick up the stick and play.
That's what I think, like coming into a pool hall. Usually, like for me, it's like, oh no, like I don't know what I'm doing. But like if there's a table in the corner of a bar and there's not a lot of people around, it's not as much. But you're very welcoming. Do you kind of give people, like if they've come in and like, I have no clue, can you get people started? Like how to rack the balls?
Yes, we've had a few of those and we go up to them and show them how to do the basics, and then they take it from there. Yeah, we help them as much as we can. We're very customer service oriented.
Yeah, that's helpful. Just to get started, because like you said, with people being intimidated, because when we were here, we had chamber mixer here, and we had a little mini tournament, and we were already like, oh, wait, am I doing this right? And I said, I don't think it matters which balls are where, except for the 8-ball.
We do have a trainer on demand, Joe Gardner.
Really?
Yeah, so he would be available if anyone wants lessons and stuff.
So if someone wanted to get a little better, but, you know, there's ways of getting around all that.
Right.
I can probably be a pro with my height.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Everything?
I think so. Anything else you want to remember?
We have all the updates on our Facebook page for all the events, because we have people come in steadily and ask us when mm-hmm. we're having tournaments and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you want to keep up date with us, just follow us on Facebook.
And everything that's posted to Facebook, it does get transposed to our website, which is www.qbbac.com. So everything that's up, minus, I think, like the regular Facebook post, it just pushes over
onto the website.
So it's there daily as well.
So if someone's not on Facebook, they can go to your website.
They can see our menu and everything on there on the website too. Yeah.
And your people are going to order food, so they order, is it like to go? Or they order ahead of time before they come in? Can they do that?
If they're picking their food up, and we recommend that they place their order maybe 20, 30 minutes prior to getting here so they can get their food immediately once they arrive.
Most of our entrees take at least 25 minutes to be done, so to save some time for you.
That's why it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Because,
fresh.
We aren't freezing anything, good. You know, we're keeping it pure and fresh.
That's good.
Yeah, it would be ideal to call, or a lot of people also order on DoorDash and then pick up as well.
Yeah.
We have that option, or they can also place to our website at www.qbbac.com.
Okay.
You can place order on there as well.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of options. Call us, visit us.
I think the catering will be big for group events, especially this time of year when people are doing their Christmas parties and stuff. definitely look into our food, and we can also do custom made food like pico de gallo. We have that on, we have it on the menu, but only for custom.
For parties, when I do parties here, I make it. I had it on the menu for, you know, for just regular when you come in, but it wasn't going as fast and everything was going bad quickly.
Yeah.
The ingredients and to store it, it was just going bad. It wasn't going out as fast as I wanted to, but I do it for events. If it's requested, we will have that for you.
Yeah, we're not Spanish, but we make better pico de gallo than the Spanish people.
Right? Yeah, you've adopted all these different cultures, right. Which is a great thing to bring up here.
Right.
Yeah, one customer came in and she ordered food, and she said when her husband told her about it, she was like, no, it can't be that good. And then she said she tried it and now she just wants to have it every day.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
That's good.
So, but it's picking up. I'm excited that everybody's learning about the food. The food is like our number one thing that drives people in our door, and we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Excited to share our culture and our food with everyone else.
That's great.
With the community.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.